Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, Chinese virtuoso pianist Long Long was in Hollywood, being honored with his very own star on the Walk of Fame. He seemed overwhelmed to join the artist who'd come before him.
I know that there are few greatest pianists who having a star like Horowitz, Rubinstein, Rudolf Serkin, and Paderewski, and to be with them. I mean, this is like, are you sure this is a reality? I mean...
Tonight, Long Long will be in San Diego performing Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. It's from his latest album, which he recorded with his wife, Gina Alice, and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, conducted by Andres Nielsens. Recently, Long Long joined me to talk about the work. Let's open with the Carnival of the Animals, a piece that has enchanted generations of young listeners. You listened to this as a child, didn't you?
Yes, I actually loved Carnival of Animals, and some of the movement became my son's favorite, like the elephant, the swan. It's a really great music for any age.
Is there a personality among the animals that you connect with?
If I really have to choose, it's the pianist. The C major scales, and that kind of a funny pianist as one of the animal in the piece. Mm.
I loved watching the music video of Carnival. You played with your wife, pianist Gina Alice. How was the collaboration, and what is your process working together, husband and wife?
We always rehearse together at home. It saves so much more energy and time. We try to create this family chemistry and to get everything really on the same page, on the same boat. We are also very grateful to the Leipzig Gewandhaus and Maestro Andres Nielsens, because they really played this piece as a very serious piece. You know, sometimes when you are doing the Carnival of Animals, a lot of people just thinking this piece is a children's piece, but everyone really gave their best professional spirit into this piece. Hmm.
It was recorded with a stellar cast of musicians, and you mentioned conductor Andres Nielsens. In Boston, we know him as the beloved director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He said working with you was deeply enriching. What was it like for you, and what did he bring to the collaboration?
This is actually my first album to work with a new generation maestro. In the past, I had a lot of recordings, but everyone is over 70 years old. And the reason that we're working together is that I'm a huge admirer of his work. He's so genuine, and his music is so true to his heart.
Yeah. You and Gina also perform Petite Suite by Debussy, and I want to play a little bit of that. Your wife describes playing Petite Suite as painting a picture. What would you say, Long Long?
Debussy piece is almost like an impressionist painting by Monet. That type of colors, that type of special layers. And for me, to work with Gina, we have to be very intimate. There are a lot of extremely dreaming type of sound, and we have to work very carefully together to get exactly what both of us want. Because for this type of work, you can't hide anything.
You can't hide anything. The intimacy, yeah. You can hear it. You can hear it in the music between you two. Yeah.
Yes. That was a lot of work, by the way.
Saint-Saëns' second piano concerto is also on this album, and it sounds as though you have a real love for this particular work. What about it draws you?
This piece is very, very much a virtuosic romantic piece. It's starting like a Baroque organ with this kind of a Bach kind of style counterpoint. And then the second movement goes into this very light romantic pieces like Mendelssohn, Midsummer Night Dream.
Yes.
You know, this kind of very light, beautiful pianissimos. I remember during the recording, Maestro Nelson told orchestra, he said, you know, now let's have a competition. Who can play lighter? Yeah.
That's a new one.
That was, yeah.
Do you know who won?
Lighter. I think it was a tie. And then the third movement is the gigantic monster. It's like a Liszt virtuosic technique storm.
Are such a dynamic and spellbinding performer. Your eyes closed, your head back, as if you're in some kind of musical trance.
Yeah, for me, I kind of get easier to be concentrated when I'm closing my eyes. And also, I prefer just really feel the music. Everything we practiced hours with all the scores, directions on what composers want. And I think in concert, we should just enjoy it. You know, it's just, it has to be heart-to-heart conversation.
Heart-to-heart conversation with the audience.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. With audience and with the composer. Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
I have to ask you about another piece on the album.
Sure.
You mentioned at the beginning the Swan, perhaps the most famous movement of the Carnival of the Animals. There are two arrangements of this piece on the album, one with cello, but also one for four hands on the piano. And spoiler alert, you play all four parts. Here it is.
Actually, a little funny story. I really enjoyed working with the principal cellist from the Leipzig Gewandhaus. And then we loved this piece so much, so we wanted to have a version only for piano. And the reason I did it is because I want to play slower, you know, to play a slower version of this piece. And I want it to be even more dreaming. With this kind of magic harmonies, takes more time and takes more time to dream, and that kind of swan that I'm trying to achieve.
It is magical harmonies indeed.
Yeah.
You and I have talked a few times over these last many years, and I've never forgotten the stories you have told me about your upbringing. Living in a 100-square-foot apartment, no heat, sleeping in all the clothes that you owned. How would you describe this journey that started in such a humble way and that's taken you to superstardom, now even a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Sometimes I don't believe my... I think even in my early childhood dream, I didn't even dream this big. But I think I'm very lucky to have so many people supporting me on the way. And so for me, it's very important to share the luck to many newcomers to help make new dreams for the other kids who's starting with a humble background like me.
Encouraging the next generation to engage
yes.
with classical music.
Yes.
Is there one piece you'd like us to go out on today, Long Long?
Yes, I would like for you to listen to the Toccata by Saint-Saëns. It's a piece with a lot of joy.
Until next time, Long Long, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you.